This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We have so much to talk about today with medical doctor, Dr. David Pepper, and yes, that is his real name. And Dr. Pepper completed his medical degree 35 years ago. You have been in many, many hospitals. You have experienced thousands of births and thousands of deaths. You were at the faculty of UC San Francisco. You saw many, many patients that were in serious trouble with narcotics. And I have to ask you, doctor, when did you realize that cannabinoid medicine might be an answer?
Oh, it's been quite a while that I realized that it is a powerful medicine. I think in terms of getting people off of pain, I had patients over the years tell me that that was the most effective thing for helping them sleep or helping them relieve their pain. I worked for the county. We dealt with both the underserved, but also we were self-insured. So we dealt with a lot of, you know, county workers, construction workers, lawyers, doctors, people who were employees of the county. And so I had a full spectrum. We, you know, in the early days, 30 years ago, we could write for medical cannabis, but you had to have a whole special form, and it was a big loophole, you know, Marinol. We've known for years it's been very good for glaucoma, anxiety, but it, you know, as it became more legal, and I think, you know, the passage of legalization laws really made people more willing to talk about it. The contrast with the federal laws has left a little bit of a question because the county is obviously an employee, it's self-employed, but it gets a lot of money from the Medicare and the federal dollars. So we were always told to be cautious about specifically talking about psychedelic medicines or even cannabis.
Yes.
A lot of people come in and say, gosh, doc, you know, that Norco is okay, but it constipates me and when I smoke a little pot, it's much better.
Yeah. So you mentioned the word psychedelic. We are now seeing this combining of psychedelics with cannabis. Is this a good thing? Is it one conversation?
That's a good question, Frankie. Technically, cannabis is a psychedelic. It's a gentle, mild psychedelic. You know, if you use very large quantities, you can have psychedelic-like experiences. It's not LSD or mushrooms, for sure, or even ketamine, for that matter. But it is a substance that has been banned. You know, since the 70s and sort of the war on drugs, we have locked away a lot of very good medicines, and we're just re-exposing them now to and rediscovering them, really. And so, you know, like with any medicine, you have to be careful. And I'm sure we'll talk about Matthew Perry and his reckless and tragic use of ketamine. But that's true of almost everything. I mean, you could say, listen, anybody driving a car 350 miles an hour is likely to die.
Absolutely.
And so
let's go back. Let's talk about Matthew Perry. And for many of you, you heard the news. Matthew Perry, the autopsy report came back, and it said that along with ketamine, there was another anti...
buprenorphine.
Yes, thank you. And that it was and he had cardiac failure as a result of his drowning, and that he was doing an intravenous ketamine. Is that...
Well, I did not see the route. I think they thought he might have snorted it. He had previously done therapeutic ketamine, which is under a doctor's or prescriber's guidance and is, you know, much lower doses, what we would call psycholytic, maybe less than psychedelic doses. The dose he had was an anesthetic dose. So ketamine was discovered in the 60s, used very effectively, and is an amazing drug, still used in pediatric intensive care units, pediatric ERs, for anesthesia. So at high doses, you're anesthetized to the world. Well, that's dangerous if you're nobody's sitting with you. I mean, if you're going to the hospital and you're doing anesthesia, there's always somebody there. So to combine that with other drugs, with a hot tub on your own, is almost certainly not going to work out well.
Right.
So, you know, ketamine is what's called a dissociative anesthetic. So it kind of releases your brain from worry, which can be very helpful. My wife is a ketamine therapist, and very helpful in therapy to let somebody not worry so much or ruminate or get stuck in the same old story. But if you use really high doses, you don't even think about breathing. So to combine that with a hot tub was fatal and should not be mistaken for the fact that ketamine is a very valuable medication and does have a lot of uses.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are now saying, well, ketamine is, and I just had someone say it to me the other day, well, I hope people now realize ketamine was used for animals. It wasn't meant for human consumption, and no one should be using it. And this is an example of how it doesn't work for depression. And, you know, so we're getting unfortunately, a bad message about ketamine.
Well, you know, you have to be careful. You know, alcohol and tobacco narcotics kill hundreds of thousands of people a year. It's estimated nearly 100,000 people died from narcotics. But we're not stopping use of all narcotics.
No.
Alcohol kills easily 100,000 people. We're not stopping all use of alcohol.
And no, again, and the fifth largest cause of death in this country is misuse of medications.
Yes.
Misuse of prescribed medications. So, but we don't hear that.
Right.
What we're hearing is the sensationalism of Matthew Perry.
Yes.
And because Matthew Perry was a friend and everybody loved that show, and that's unfortunate. That's the unfortunate piece of the story.
Yeah, well, that follows on the story of the 70s and the fear-based use of blocking of all medication in one whole class. I mean, psychedelics and cannabis were all, you know, illegal. That didn't stop the use. There's an estimated 15 million people who use cannabis on a regular basis in this country.
Yes.
So
yes.
It doesn't, again, you could say that about alcohol. I mean, have 30 drinks and you could blame it on the alcohol, but there's obviously, and he knew, an addictive personality, struggled with depression and was looking for a way out of the sadness he was in. And
yes,
sad, tragic, but you have to be very careful that you don't, again, ban a class of medicines that, when used well, when used properly, when used with, I'm an advocate for using them in therapeutic spaces, which is with a therapist. They can be very valuable and very, I think there's 1,600 new ketamine clinics in the country last year. It's obviously working for a lot of people.
Tell us about ketamine. Give us an education about it.
Ketamine was synthesized. It is related to a horse tranquilizer, so whoever said that is partially right. It is a medication that has been used very effectively as an anesthetic. So an anesthetic means to relieve pain. Specifically, if used in high doses, 10 times the dose we use in the psycholytic or the psychological work. But if used in very high doses, you could do an amputation, for example. So it was very widely used in Vietnam as a field medicine. So say,
yes, that's right. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. I came across a guy who had his foot blown off by a mine. He could give a guy a shot. The guy would still be kind of talking, but he wouldn't feel any of his body. The medic could then literally, you know, clamp off the leg or cut off a leg or do whatever he needed to do. And it does not drop blood pressure and it does not have a lot of side effects. So it is still widely used in pediatric intensive care and in pediatric ERs and in regular emergency rooms with some regularity, with incredible safety profile, much safer than narcotics, much safer than alcohol.
Somebody terribly depressed comes to you, your wife, wanting ketamine, and I want you to share with us how effective is that for the depression, and how regularly should the patient be seen? And I'm going to let you answer all of that. We are getting ready for a break, and I don't want to miss the break. There's so much that we have to talk about. The form of psychedelics that Dr. David Pepper is using, how it can reset the mind, or can it? Does it help with addiction? We have a lot of questions for you, doctor, and I am so thrilled you're with us today for the full show. This is Cannabis Talk. And what is the best website? How can people find out more about you?
Well, reimaginedying.com. We're not going to. My real passion is helping people approach death better. But reimaginedying.com is certainly a way to find me.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And we'll be back in just a moment talking all kinds of things in this world of psychedelics. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk. Cannabis Talk.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Dr. David Pepper, whose love is helping people transition into death more gently and more compassionately and more with more dignity. But we're thrilled he's with us today because he's also cannabinoid and psychedelic specialist. Doctor, how would I go to, would I get a prescription? Do I get an infusion? Do I get a pill? How is ketamine dosed? How is it prescribed?
Yeah, great question. You know, ketamine has been approved by the FDA for treatment-resistant depression. So somebody who's gone on Zoloft and gone on Paxil and tried a bunch of things and nothing's worked, that's called treatment-resistant depression. So ketamine is now indicated for that. It is used either as a nasal spray or it can be used as an IV, although both of those are the approved routes. They're also expensive and somewhat invasive. There is also a shot, an IM in the muscle shot, or actually what we prefer, which is a dissolving trochee, a little tablet under the tongue. Takes a little longer, isn't quite the wham-bam, but the therapeutic levels and, in fact, the chemistry of ketamine is still the same. So, you know, there's a mental health crisis in this country, and people need help. And I think we saw that both in, we mentioned Matthew Perry, but we saw that in a pilot who had been very depressed and tried doing mushrooms, and a huge sensationalism was made about that. Nobody mentioned the fact that he'd had horrible depression and he hadn't been able to deal with life. So the acute, you know, severe depression obviously needs to be treated differently. Somebody comes in, they're suicidal, they may need to be hospitalized, they need to be seen very, aggressively is not a word I like, but they need to be held very well. If, under current circumstances, they've tried other medications, then you could use ketamine, although many psychiatrists, and I'm a family medicine and you know, as you mentioned, psychedelic physician, but many people might use ketamine. It's very quick acting. The studies show that a single dose helps relieve acute depression quite effectively. You mentioned, and it's good to mention, a lot of people have read Michael Pollan's book, How to Change Your Mind. Ketamine is one of the best examples of that. It has been described as a mountain range on which you've always skied the same slopes. You've always come down the north slope of this mountain because the snow is great. Well, all of a sudden, 30 feet of brand new snow are laid on top of that mountain range. And the holes and the pitfalls you used to get into are covered up with fresh new powder. So that ketamine use, that ability to layer on a softness, a gentleness, a dissociative nature, because that's what it does. It takes people away from the ruts and the grooves they've been stuck in. Now, we believe that needs to be coupled with good psychological therapy. Talk therapy would be the traditional. A lot of the IV don't use that, but we believe that it needs to be held. And obviously it needs to be held by a competent physician or a therapist. It is being debated as to what those qualifications are. But the medicine itself is very valuable.
Okay. That's wonderful. What are the other options for somebody terribly depressed? We've heard a lot about microdosing with mushrooms.
Yeah.
Is that one of the psychedelics that you like to work with?
Well, you know, psychedelics, mushrooms is tricky. We'll mention a couple other things first, but, you know, I live in Oakland and psychedelics, specifically mushrooms, have been decriminalized. So for personal use, people can access them. I can't write a prescription for mushrooms. I can't even write a prescription for psilocin, which is the medicine, the distillation. Many people do access it. I'm not using psilocybin therapeutically. It's a long window. It's a, you know, 8-hour, 12-hour day. I do know people mostly in the underground who are using it. And I do think that in the next couple of years, particularly with end of life, there's a very good study by a colleague of mine, Tony Bosis in New York, who's shown very clearly that it helps people reframe their mind towards death. And it can be very, whether it connects them to spirit or God or Pachamama or humanity, or it helps them get out of the depressive rut that often accompanies a traumatic diagnosis of an end-of-life diagnosis. Somebody who's given, 6 months to live, that's quite a kind of a shock to the soul. And yeah. The ball may be psychedelics. Can I go one step further, though?
Cause you yes, please, please.
Acute depression. Medical treatment, one of the medical treatments is to hook somebody up to 220 volts and jolt them very hard. It's called electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, which can be quite effective, particularly for elder-resistant patients. But it's, having seen it during my medical training, it's quite violent, and it is a reset of the brain. But in my humble opinion, ketamine should be the first line before ECT, period.
The kind of psychedelics that you work with, do share with us, please, Dr. Pepper.
Legally, ketamine and cannabis are the only two. And I'm going to stay on record as those are the two that we use. The two that are coming, probably within the year, are psilocybin and MDMA.
So tell us what MDMA is, because a lot of people don't know what it is.
Right, I was going to say, MDMA is not a psychedelic. Many people lump it together in one of those drugs that was used by people. MDMA is otherwise known as ecstasy or E. It is widely used in the younger generation for raves. It is what's called an empathogen. So it's a heart opener medicine. And people get in, dance spaces and want to love the world and dance and forget everything else. Or was very used effectively in the 70s for couples medicine by a lot of psychotherapists, until it was banned, along with many other drugs under the 1970s oppressive. So MDMA, often coupled with either psilocybin or ketamine, can be a way to open the heart and then give somebody perspective about the rut they're in.
I'm loving this conversation because it's giving people that have never heard this conversation before options. And we are very limited in traditional medicine because there are four or five medications and not all of them work, and the side effects are pretty brutal as well. So to hear that there may be, and we are in crisis right now, we are a society that is in severe crisis, and to get something that without the deleterious effects of the medicine, I think is a breakthrough, and it's brilliant. That being said, we understand that addiction has had tremendous, anecdotally, and I'm not sure if there are studies because I don't know of any real studies, but I've heard that microdosing and some forms of plant medicine, psychedelic plant medicine like ayahuasca, similar plant medicines, change the brain and tell the brain and helps the brain not want that drink or want that drug. And I would love to know what your thoughts are, Dr. David Pepper, on that.
Yes, thank you, Frankie. You're entirely right. We're getting a little off cannabis, but that's fine. The studies using, as you say, ayahuasca in particular for narcotic addiction, or ibogaine is another plant medicine out of
or the alcohol, yeah.
For alcohol, or mushrooms. All of them, we should first mention that there is essentially no addictive potential of any.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. David Pepper is our guest. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. to place your order. To find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Dr. David Pepper, whose love is helping people. And welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. I mean, this hour is just flying back. Dr. David Pepper is with us today, and we were in the middle of a conversation about addiction, and I'm just curious if you can just finish that on how the use of mushrooms or any of the other psychedelics might be or ketamine might even be helpful with addiction.
Right. Well, we mentioned getting people out of that groove, right, and that ketamine in particular and psilocybin have been shown to do that. Ibogaine and ayahuasca also. So addiction is a groove. People get in the habit. If I get home, I have a drink, I have another drink, or I smoke a cigarette and I smoke another cigarette and I smoke another cigarette. That's where I am. That's what calms my anxiety. That's what helps me cope. But of course, we know that both tobacco and alcohol are incredibly deleterious and cause millions of deaths around the planet. So both mushrooms and, as you mentioned, ayahuasca have been shown to help people in getting out of that groove, giving them a perspective that says, wow, I've been using this substance in a harmful way, and gives them a chance to back away in somewhat of a shock therapy. We mentioned ECT.
Yeah.
It's that same idea of kind of a bam. I call it a bit of a soul slap, where particularly mushrooms can be a trickster and can come in with a and show you the stuff you may or may not want to see. But if you're open to seeing it, if you're saying, God, I really would like to change my behavior, change my mind about my use of tobacco, let's say, or alcohol, cannabis in particular is not as helpful as psilocybin. Because
okay.
cannabis, we should mention that both cannabis and ketamine can be habit-forming. We talked earlier about Matthew Perry, who had used ketamine, it sounds like fairly extensively, even if it was under medical, but then used it essentially illegally and in very excessive doses. And ketamine can become quite addictive and quite problematic. And cannabis also, a little less though, but I saw a number of people over the years who would end up with there's a cannabis syndrome where people end up with stomach issues, and the only thing that helps is smoking a little pot, but then they smoke pot and then they're in a cycle of smoking pot, you know, three or four times a day.
Oh, I know of many people that are addicted to pot. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it saddens me because it's true. But I think you can be addicted to anything.
Of course.
I really believe it's just the catalyst. It happens. And, you know, I was once an alcoholism counselor, and I'll never forget one of the women I worked with. This is in my early, early days of life. Way back when. But one of the women I worked with was in recovery, and she said, you know, for her, it was just the first drink, and that was it. She was off and running. That
yep.
first drink was the catalyst. That was it. She became an instant alcoholic
yep.
with that first drink.
Yep,
and that can happen to a lot of people. It's just addictive nature.
Yes.
And maybe Matthew Perry obviously was one of those people that had that addictive personality, and instead of the ketamine helping, he used it in a dangerous way without therapeutics, without the therapy to go with it, or the therapist didn't know he was doing it. I don't know what came first or how it all evolved. We don't know those details. But I want to make it really clear that if you are choosing ketamine, if you're choosing mushrooms, if you're choosing psychedelics, please make sure you have the right practitioner and the person that knows what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
Because this is serious stuff for amateurs to be playing around with. And it's not like you want to go home and do it yourself.
Yeah.
It's not DUI project.
You know, you may have a really good friend who's done it 50 times and is very responsible. That might be okay. I would not recommend doing psilocybin ever by yourself, quite frankly. If you're very seasoned, and I have done it, you know, in a very safe environment, but I'm certainly not getting anywhere near a hot tub. I'm certainly not getting in any kind of environment that could be, I'm not driving a car.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yes, you're right. We need to treat all these very seriously. And I do hope that as the culture changes and some of those people who are most resistant and most dogmatic about this is such a horrible drug, maybe the people who need it the most. But that's another story.
What about microdosing? Is that different than taking a full dose?
Yeah, the jury's out. So if you did mushrooms, we talk about a dose being somewhere, say, in 2 to 3 grams of a dried mushroom. 25 to 50 milligrams of the active substance. And microdosing is a tenth of that. Microdosing is being done here in Silicon Valley. People do use microdosing of psilocybin or LSD for creative stimulation. It's unclear if it helps for depression. Again, because there was such a ban on even looking at these things, the studies are – there were lots of studies in the 60s. LSD was famously used by Bill of AA to help him get off of alcohol, and he attributes the higher power to things he saw on LSD. People don't realize that, but it was all shut down. So we're seeing a resurgence of the studies. Many are being done more and more in this country. Paradoxically, Kentucky, not necessarily the most liberal state, but Kentucky just passed $42 million to study ibogaine for narcotic addiction because they have such a narcotic addiction problem. And ibogaine is one of the most kind of intense psychedelic experiences there is. People say it's a whole life review for 24 hours. I have not done it, but I witnessed and interviewed a number of people, and it's being studied with trauma victims now from war, PTSD, from the vets. There's a Nolan Williams in Stanford is doing some very good studies where they're not dosing the ibogaine because, again, it's illegal currently, but they're watching these vets who go to Mexico, and then when they come back, they're reassessing them. And they're finding unequivocally that it can be very helpful in trauma and, yeah.
Right, and this is CBS did a three-part series on psychedelics a couple of weeks ago. We interviewed Heather Lee. She was the one that did the mushroom journey for women, for older women, and her women clientele are 50, 60s, and 70-year-old women, believe it or not.
Yep.
And they're just looking for a different perspective and trying to get more meaning and trying to figure out the whole thing called life. Then they showed the veterans that went to Mexico and had a dose, and I'm sure it was probably that.
It's ibogaine.
And it changed their lives.
Yeah.
They all said after one dose, it changed their lives.
Yeah. Ibogaine, and we mentioned MDMA, which is again not a psychedelic, but MDMA does have a lot of people, helps a lot of people have compassion. So if you take the vet who was in Iraq on a tour of duty and, you know, had a young kid who might have had a bomb and he shot him and killed him and then realized it was just a kid carrying groceries, that's a trauma. That's a trauma to the soul.
Sure.
And, of course, it's not totally the guy's fault. He was put there by an administration and a...
Right.
But the MDMA can help an individual person have compassion for themselves. And can be very transformative. And we know that the PTSD community is very impacted. A lot of vets, a lot of our young boys. And I'm pleased to see that states like Kentucky are beginning to understand that many of these medications, psychedelic and MDMA, may have tremendous use for people.
It's in the early stages. And hopefully, with the mental health crisis that we're going through, that we will start to have more awareness and be more open and having conversations like this. This is a very important conversation, Doctor. It really is.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. I agree. You know, one of the challenges is, we said, 1% of the current administration of psychedelics is under the auspices of a physician or a therapist, you know, like myself or my wife. And there's a huge need for education. So I just want to thank you for bringing this out. Cannabis is kind of the... You know, there was always that talk when we were growing up, you know, oh, it's the drug that's going to lead to the worst drugs. And
Yeah.
In fact, you know, LSD, psilocybin, ayahuasca, mushrooms, those may be very valuable in helping us really think about our, as you say, both our place in the world, but meaning, purpose, and what we're doing. And is what we're doing helping us or helping others, or do we really need to think about it?
Right. We have to get ready for another break. We will continue with Dr. David Pepper in just a moment. And the best, give us the website for the end of life work that you're doing, please.
Well, reimaginedying.com is our initial foray. You know, we can talk about that more after the break, but
yes.
Changing your life about the way you deal with dying is, I think, one of the most important things we can do.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back. Dr. David Pepper is with us today, and we're talking everything. We're talking cannabis, and I want to go back to cannabis for just a moment. Cannabinoid medicine is a new field, rather new field in this country. We talk a lot to many of our guests who say that with focus issues, it can be the CBG can be very helpful. Sleep CBN can be very helpful. Derivatives of the CBD, as well as the cannabis, full THC cannabis plant. For people that are in pain, in crisis, small doses of cannabis, is that something? Or are we looking at microdosing with cannabis?
I think both of the above. I was meeting with a physician friend yesterday who 30 years ago got a terminal diagnosis. He had a melanoma that spread from his head to his neck. He was basically given, you know, months to live. And he said if he woke up and it was a really horrible, anxious day, he would smoke a joint. That was what was available. And this was 30 years ago. And this is a physician who had full access to whatever he wanted. A lot of people find cannabis helpful. Some don't. You know, it's not like, it's like some people don't like alcohol. Some people don't like fried food.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, and you mentioned, it's a very new field. When I was training, we didn't even know about the endocannabinoid receptors. Now there's at least five classes of them. We know they're good for inflammation. We know they're good for pain. We know they're good for sleep. We know they're good for anxiety, possibly for focus, but certainly for creative endeavors. A lot of, you know, go back to the Rastafarian movement with music. So and 37 states now have cannabis as legal. And it's, so we're beginning to see, and you know, Colorado looked at this, we studied this, there was no increase in car accidents. There was no, in fact, there was a decrease in alcoholism and a decrease in domestic violence because people don't smoke a joint and go out and beat their wife.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you got to compare. And again, that note of caution that we talked about earlier, any substance, if used as a crutch, any substance is used to avoid the anxiety, avoid the pain, could be problematic. And cannabis can get into a little bit of problematic use. So just a note of caution there.
This has been, for many listening to you, an opening. I want you to share with us and give us a few minutes, please, of how to find the right practitioner in this country, how to find someone to work with.
Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, I have a colleague who for 30 years dispensed cannabis as part of her. She's a nurse practitioner. It's legal now, so more and more people are beginning to use it therapeutically. There aren't, you know, many physicians yet. Quite frankly, going into the dispensaries, if you live in one of the 37 states, go to one of the dispensaries. Many of the people behind the counter have quite a bit of knowledge. And start low and go slow. It may or may not be for you. You may find that it's very helpful in getting you off the narcotics you're on, or you may find that it's very helpful in getting you to sleep. As you mentioned, a CBN may be more useful. There's broadly indica and sativa. Indica is a little more calming. Sativa is a little more activating. But I would start with a dispensary and or talk to a friend. Cannabis is not like ketamine or psilocybin or ayahuasca or ibogaine in that it's, you know, if you start low and, you know, 2 milligrams of a ingested gummy will, you know, give you 4 or 5 hours of a modified state of being, you might or might not like it. If you don't like it, leave it. And if you like it, you maybe try 3 or 4 milligrams another time. Don't do it when you're going to be driving. Don't do it at a party. Don't do it in some place that – do it in your home or in a very safe environment with a trusted friend, a husband, a partner, a son, you know, a daughter, a father, a mother, and see. Cannabis I treat a little differently just because it is a little more like alcohol. And yeah, so I really like alcohol. You know, same thing I teach my 16-year-old kid. If you want to have a glass of wine with dinner, okay. I want her to understand what it means to have that glass and not to go to the party and have 6 and end up passed out and molested.
So, right, right. You know? Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think that for many people, the plant medicine movement, people are starting to understand that a shift happens. For many, they say their hearts, as you've talked about numerous times in this hour, your heart opens up to a place where, you know, we get beaten up in life. Life beats us up. You know that. This is a hard world that we're living in. It's tough.
Yeah.
And for some, it's extremely difficult. And they're, you know, they get knocked down and knocked down and knocked down and knocked down. And sometimes you lose your breath. You lose that ability to want to go on. And I understand that if we can find something to help you get that hope back in your heart, then you have to go for it. You just have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth that risk, as you say, the risks and benefits. Yes.
It's an ongoing conversation. I so appreciate your honesty and sharing with us what happened with Matthew Perry. I think that was insightful. I think we needed to hear that part of the story, that we can't throw ketamine away, that it has its purpose, it has its place. But the bottom line is that you need to find the right person to help you with your experience, whatever that experience is. You just need to. And I promise I will have you on to talk about end of life on a separate show. And I promise I will do that very soon. And we can, because we do, we have a real rotten attitude about death in this country.
Yeah.
We just do.
Yeah.
We
can do better. We can be less afraid of it. And as you say, medicines, particularly plant medicines, may be helpful. Well, thank you, Frankie. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope people are out there and can find a little calm and peace and a better way to be in the world and more loving towards each other.
I think that's such a wonderful note to end on, Dr. David Pepper. And give us the website again.
ReimagineDying.com.
Thank you so much. Really and truly appreciate this today. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.